How could we do anything but amazing grace? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Lord has promised good to me. His hoard, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine. Amazing grace.
Good morning. I'm Deacon Ray Brown, and it's my joy to serve Jesus and this wonderful congregation. I'll be doing the readings for the month of September. Today's reading is from page 984 in your pew Bible, also on the screen, John 15, 14 through 15. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. May God give us understanding of this Holy Scripture.
Oh, I see you looking at the screen, all you screen-dependent people. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 15, or scroll with me in your phones, as I say to my young people. John chapter 15, verses 14 through 15. The title of this morning's message is From Servants to Friends. After a certain amount of time on a job, we expect a promotion, along with a bonus and more vacation days. We anticipate a reward for our hard work and commitment. Truth be told, we don't really aim to please them, but ourselves. In fact, we take an entry-level position with the assumption that this is going to give us a leg up. We just needed to get our foot in the door. Because no one's five-year plan lacks change or includes taking a break or waiting around. Instead, we are people on the move and in a rush. We have places to be, people to see, and things to do. Trying to reclaim our high school yearbook status or impress our Facebook friends, hoping to prove something to our parents, an ex, or ourselves, we are thinking several steps ahead. We want to know, where is this going? From employee to supervisor, from supervisor to manager, from manager to owner. Women and men alike do this in relationships. Women especially want to know, what are your intentions? Where are you taking me? Who am I to you? Brothers, say amen. Because she does not plan to be a girlfriend for 3 to 5 years. Sisters, say amen.
Amen.
From girlfriend to wife, from wife to mother, from mother to grandmother. More than an evaluation, she and he need to know if this relationship is worth their time. It is a search for meaning and common values. Because most people don't commit to a life that is aimless, insignificant, and without benefit. No one invests their time with the knowledge that it will be wasted. No one tells their story with the expectation of being forgotten. No one shares their skills and artistry with the hope of it being discounted. No matter the connection, we look for purpose. Relational stockbrokers, we expect a return on our investment. So we don't put all of our eggs in one basket because it was on sale. We don't begin a journey to take 3 steps back or to walk in circles because there was no direct flight. Instead, we are looking to advance and to make progress. So we want to be with people who can take us places. From point A to point B. We were made to partner, created as a set we cannot help but come together. We work hard to move from one level, one position, office, or rank to the next. Each comes with more perks and prestige. From video games to credit cards to relationships, we're all trying to earn points in order to advance in one way or another. We are accumulating experiences, collecting credentials, building our resume, moving up the corporate ladder. We are climbing over people to get a better view. Not to worry, we usually thank the little people that we stepped on once we arrive. Whether attempting to keep up with the Joneses or move on up like the Jeffersons, we are upwardly mobile. And this is how we make our way in the world. We work our way up. In one crab barrel or another, we claw our way to the top of the heap, king and queen of the hill. Our goal is to come out on top. Up and over, over and above, this is how we often relate to each other. Masters and servants, bosses and employees. It's nothing personal, it's just business. But how often does God receive this same treatment from us? Don't we feel like we have arrived that we have made it once we give our lives to Christ, that there is nothing more that needs to be done here, because it's really nothing personal. It's just business, a transaction to get us places from earth to heaven. And don't we walk around the earth as if we own heaven? As if the angels are our messengers, behaving like God works for us? Don't we believe that we know who's in and who's out? Who God is with and who God is against? Don't we sometimes speak as if God repeats after us? As if our words are written in red? Don't we believe that God is to do our bidding? And if not, then God is not God at all? From fact to fiction, from real to imagined, from believer to atheist in 5 seconds flat. So you're not going to do what I ask you to do? Well, I guess I won't be praying this week. I guess I'm not going to church this week. I guess I'm not giving any money this week. Don't we believe this way when we come to church and behave as if the service should be about us? And that everyone should do what we like? Don't sit in that seat. That's my seat. I sit in that seat every Sunday. Don't sing because I want to hear the choir. Don't preach too long because I have errands to run. I know I'm on the clock. I'm moving swiftly. I'm moving swiftly. I'm hastening to a close. Don't we serve as a kind of worship service critic when we enter to be entertained and not edified? When we look at the bulletin as if a menu and treat the pastor like a server? You can tip me on the way out, by the way. Believers turn bosses of the divine. We tell God what to do because we assert that it is God's aim to please us. God does what we say, not the other way around. We give the commandments around here, and we reward God when God is obedient and things are favorable. We celebrate God and even call on God's name in good times. But when troubles and times of testing come, we often fire God because God has lost his touch. As long as things are going well for us, then God is good. But when they are not, then we don't want to hear from God, and we don't want to hear about God. It does not matter what God has done, the ways that have been made, the miracles that have been performed, the joy that we have been given. It doesn't matter that God has been with us down through the years. Instead, after years of protecting and providing for us, blessing and keeping us, walking and talking with us, healing and delivering us, there's been no change in our relationship, no promotion. 33 years, totally invested, stripped of divinity and becoming like us in Jesus Christ, what more can be given? Beaten, mocked, and crucified on a cross, what more of his love can be proven? Rising from a grave, what greater power is there? Reigning from heaven, there is no higher office, and God has no superior. There's no God better or greater. But for many of us, it's been a few years now, and God wants to know, who am I to you? In the Gospel of John, Jesus makes an amazing transition from vine to branches, and now from servants to friends. The disciples are not working for Jesus, but working with Jesus. Here we see in Jesus the God who sweats, who rolls up his sleeves and does the dirty work. The God who created using words now creates through relationships. While not a peer, Jesus becomes the God who sees us eye to eye. He is from our neighborhood and shares in our experiences. Jesus is on our level as a citizen and co-laborer, not given a pass and thought of only as the carpenter's son. You know, that's Mary's boy. He has to come up through the ranks the same as all of us. Not just giving out orders and supervising the work, Jesus is working to bring about change, one miracle and message at a time. Healing the sick and feeding the hungry, Jesus moves between Christ and Comforter. He is unfazed by the larger crowds. Unlike us, he does not start wearing sunglasses, hire a personal assistant and private security, or begin to speak of himself in the third person. You know, Jesus would. And Jesus does not hire a consultant, an expert facilitator, or a leadership retreat leader. He wants nothing lost in translation, so he teaches and trains the disciples himself. Jesus is not just performing signs and wonders, but modeling what they can do. Love as I have loved, and die as I will die. Their new position and relationship with Jesus is not earned. This friendship is born out of obedience. You are my friends if you do what I command, if you do what I say. Cicero said, a true friend is, so to speak, a second self. This is the calling of Christ's disciples, to be like him, to be his second self. This change may not have even been expected. The disciples were following Jesus, working for Jesus, and we may have envisioned them walking behind Jesus. But in this passage of scripture, Jesus says that they will now walk together. It is still follow the leader, but the disciples are not looking at the back of Jesus' head when they walk. They're not standing on the sidelines, waiting to be called upon as Jesus has need. They are not visual aids, but have been placed in the friend zone. Now, I know for men, that's a problem. But for believers, this is unbelievable. It's a major commitment from Jesus. Not to be confused with a bosom buddy, Jesus is not our sidekick, but an ally, a confidant, and a companion. And the likelihood of friendship with God is zero to none, if not for the grace of God. Now, this is not a Facebook friend. It is not limited to our looking at Jesus' profile and reading his words, but this is a face-to-face friendship that requires real-time conversations and daily interactions. The word friend does not mean as much as it used to because we have hundreds or even thousands of them now. Social media has reduced its value to keystrokes, memes, and emojis. However, being a friend of God is not comparable to those who read your posts and click like. We are not merely swapping pictures, but trading our image for God's. We are not just sharing stories, but telling Christ's good news as our own. And Jesus has nothing to hide. Jesus says that he has kept no secrets, that he has held nothing back. He has shared with them everything that the Father has given to them because their relationship has changed. And it changed because they were obedient. They stuck it out. They stayed the course. They followed him. They're not doing it for the money or the attention or the fame. They're doing it because of their relationship with him. From servants to friends. Whatever their failures, they were faithful enough to heed the call. And no matter where they were in their careers, they considered discipleship to be the highest calling. And whether or not their family and friends approved or went along with it, they became his disciples. Friendship with Jesus is costly, but not in the ways that our capitalistic system would have us to believe. God could be our boss and throw his weight around. All powerful, God could keep us under the divine thumb, giving orders and taking no requests. All present, God could work us around the clock, treat us as servile beings that need only grovel at God's feet or follow God around to fulfill every whim. All knowing, God could tell all of our secrets. making the sky a billboard of our latest and greatest failures. That's not the kind of God we serve. God is our friend, and he sticks closer than a brother. Michael Blewett, an Episcopal rector, said rightly, the joy is not in the journey. It's in the relationships. The joy isn't found where the rubber meets the road, but where I meet you in Christ. And it's not about me becoming we. It's about us becoming him. This is the recipe for oneness and a seamless relationship without competition or comparison, but like-mindedness in Christ and between friends. Labeled a friend of publicans and sinners, Jesus makes us friends and does not simply whisper secrets in our ears, but reveals the mysteries of God right before our eyes. He does more than share a meal, but his body. Jesus does not want us to wear matching t-shirts, but to carry our cross just like he did. Not because we are being supervised by God. Not because it's Sunday and we're on the clock. But because he's our friend. And that's what friends are for. We are drawn into a closer relationship, invited into a deeper fellowship. We are challenged to grow from infants in Christ to spiritually mature people. From servants to friends, Jesus has given us everything needed for life and godliness. Now, what are your intentions? From servant to... This table of the Lord is prepared for all who believe. Paul tells us, whosoever eats of this bread and drinks of this cup unworthily will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So let a man, let a woman examine themselves before sitting, before pulling up a chair at the Lord's table. I invite all believers, all friends to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you. in the same manner, Christ took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's pray together.
Dear Lord, as we take this cup in communion with you, we are reminded of how truly great thou art. As the hymnist wrote, we can scarcely take in the magnitude of your sacrifice. Yet here we stand ready to be made clean again because of you. We thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity to wash away our sins yet again. Amen.